With holiday shopping winding down, the studios are counting on increasing traffic to the multiplexes this weekend. If you prefer your comedy raunchy, Judd Apatow's latest This Is 40 continues the story of Pete and Debbie. They're the couple first introduced in 2007's Knocked Up, in which they were secondary characters.
I've made a list. It's the Do Better list. We're 40 years old. If we don't do it now, when are we going to do it? Your eyes are kind of glazing over.
I'm processing it all.
And Dimitri asked Christian Toto, the assistant editor with Big Hollywood, whether This Is 40 is truly a sequel to Knocked Up.
That's the origin of the story, but if you watch the movie, you really wouldn't know it. It really is sort of a separate piece. The characters, the storyline, everything about it is really removed from that. So yes, there is technically a connection, but you're not going to see a Seth Rogen. But you will see Paul Rudd as well as Leslie Mann. They play the couple here. They're both about to turn 40 and dealing with some of the complications that comes with that. Both the, oh my goodness, I'm getting older, and also, boy, we've been married a long time. Our kids are driving us crazy. What do we do? This is from Judd Apatow, who's given us more of the hard R-rated comedies in recent years. And while this is R-rated as well, it's a more thoughtful comedy. Frankly, it's a little too painful to watch, I must say. I think married couples who go to see the movie will find some of the conflicts that arise here maybe hit a little too close to home. And I actually think that's very good writing and insightful. There are some big laughs here, of course. The two leads are terrific. I think they're both very underrated actors. There's something kind of great about how, I don't want to say clumsy, but kind of a ramshackle story. It just kind of goes on and on. In a way, it feels like real life. There's no pat conclusions and no easy storylines and no subplots that wrap so briefly and beautifully. It's kind of as messy as real life can be.
You know, I'm not hearing a lot about the comedy. Is this almost a drama wrapped in a comedic label?
It's hard because there are serious themes here. Marriage is important. Parenthood is important. And of course, Apatow is known for his comedy. There are some good laughs here. When I think back on the film, I think what really resonates with me is not sort of that one big gross out comedy moment. It's just sort of the arc of the characters and the snippet of their lives that we get to see. So yes, it's funny. Yes, you'll laugh. No, Apatow hasn't gone the Woody Allen dark dramatic route with some of his movies. But I think the messages here are kind of transcend the humor.
Now let's move to Tom Cruise's new movie. It's called Jack Reacher and has received, I believe, extra attention because of the Connecticut shooting rampage. This is bullet-filled, to say the least.
One of the most amazing things about this movie, and the timing is certainly not the film's fault, but the opening sequence involves a sniper taking out some innocent people. It's tough to watch. I mean, just given everything that we've been thinking about the last week or so. So the film kind of writes itself. Tom Cruise is the title character. Jack Reacher is actually a Lee Child character from a novel called One Shot. And while the character on the page is, I think, about 6'5" or so, obviously Tom Cruise is much less than that, but he really does play off the tough guy, you don't want to mess with him vibe. He plays an ex-military man. It's even kind of hard to describe what he is. He's sort of off the grid. He's an investigator, a mystery figure who enters the frame after the sniping killings. And he's got a connection potentially to the main suspect in the case, but he needs to dig in and find out, really, was this person responsible? It's an odd whodunit in a way. It's an interesting mystery. I think that the story itself is far too complicated, but it's kind of one of those stories where the complications are kind of fun, even if it doesn't all make sense. It's all done with style and some very strong writing as well. And of course, Tom Cruise remains a movie star. He's very good here. He's commanding. He's convincing. He's hard to like at times, too, which is one of the more interesting elements. There's a quasi-not-quite love story with an actress, Rosamund Pike, who's terrific. They sort of have some interesting scenes together. So one of the things like of this movie, it doesn't feel like another cookie cutter action movie, even though there is action, even though there is suspense. Cruise is playing another take no prisoners kind of guy. Inconsistencies and all those idiosyncrasies add up at the end, and I really like this movie.
That's Christian Toto with Big Hollywood. He joined us on Skype, and by the way, he likes both This Is 40 and Jack Reacher.